We're going to end our show today with something we often do. It's a segment we call How I Made It, stories about creators and how they got to where they are. And when we talk about DACA and dreamers, so often it's framed as an exclusively Latino issue. Of course, that's not true. Bambajan Bamba was born in Côte d'Ivoire in West Africa. He grew up in New York City. He's undocumented, and he's a DACA recipient. He's also a working actor with credits on dozens of movies and TV shows, including a small role in the hit film Black Panther.
What happens now determines what happens to the rest of the world.
Here's Bamba sharing his immigration story.
At the beginning, it was tough. Obviously, you know, you're a kid, you only speak French. They put you in a Spanish ESL class and, you know, you're getting bullied for being African. But as time went on, I mean, I adjusted, I learned English, I watched a lot of cartoons, listened to hip hop, and I kind of became American. The most challenging parts for me was the bullying in school because I was African. And sometimes you would get jumped for your sneakers walking down the block. Damn, it was challenging because the only other person that spoke French in that school was another African kid from Guinea. And instead of helping me out, he was tricking me around the whole day. I would ask him, like, hey, how do I ask the teacher to go to the bathroom? And he would be like, yo, say, kiss my ass. That's just one example. It went on all day, and by the end of the day, we got in a fight. One question that I really had was, yo, where are all the white people? Because I was like, hold up, I see black people, I see Latino people, Dominican, Puerto Rican, but there's no white people at all. And that was always like a question, like, are there no white people in America? You know, my little 10-year-old mind. I get asked a lot, how does it feel to be black and undocumented? And it's definitely a conversation that should be had because some of the challenges are different because our community, at least the black community, the undocumented African or Caribbean community, we're just now coming out and telling our story, announcing our status and letting the world know that immigration is also a black issue.
I'm coming out as undocumented right now.
When I announced my status a few months ago, to me, it was just I'm undocumented. Every time they talk about Latinos or the negative stereotypes, it really affects me the same way it would affect someone who's Latino.
Does it mean that I won't be able to be there for my daughter, to raise her, to protect her, to guide her? We really don't know what's going to happen. I don't want to think about the worst, but we just don't know.
There's a lot of fear in our communities, but at the same time, when there's a party that needs to happen, people are still partying, people are living their life. I reflect on my parents who didn't even speak one word of English when they came to America. They ended up in the South Bronx and found a way to make it work and found a way to apply for asylum, which is, you know, the most complicated and crazy application anyone can go through, and still thrive and still make it and still raise their family and still do everything that we do. America really has a legacy, and I like to say that the immigrant rights movement is an evolution or even continuation of the civil rights movement. I'm hoping that sharing my story is bringing a little bit more nuance and diversity to the conversation, and people are starting to realize that it's not only a Latino issue, but it is so much bigger than that. It affects everybody. One of my goals is to hopefully encourage, inspire, empower other people like me. Our issues need to be addressed, and we also have to be at the table when decisions are being made about immigration reform.
Our thanks to Bambajan Bamba for sharing his immigration story with us.